So we're doing machlokas on Tasman Beis in the Mishnah. So it says, "Meimus haKarnas Hashma b'Shachris, Yishayakir and Tchelas L'Lava." So Shema in the morning is when you differentiate when you could differentiate between the white and the blue. We'll call it Tchelas blue. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Tchelas l'Karsi. Between Tchelas and Karsi, which is another shade of blue, some other shade which is a little different. Right? Okay, so that's the machlokas. Is it when you could differentiate between Tchelas and Lavan or Tchelas and Karsi? Okay? And again, the Gemara says, my ika ben tchelas ulavan. What does it mean? Idem again kvav demra the chivra, but kvav demra chtichelta. If it means like a bunch of white wool or a bunch of blue wool, v'leila nami mediad. Yeah, we could even know that at night. Ela ben tchelas shabal lelavan shabah. But it means no. It means from the tchelas in it to the lavan in it, which Rashi interprets to mean if you have a bunch of wool or whatever of yarn, which is colored blue, and there's some parts which the dye didn't, you know, absorb well. That's the white. So it means it's the lo sheba means in it, means in the ball of blue yarn. So when you can differentiate between the white and the blue in that, then that's the time. Okay, look at Tosos, top Tosos. So then it's talking about tzitzis, which says, Reisimoso, Vizchartam, as called mitzvah Hashem. So it's a drasha that you should see this mitzvah. For in it, or for this mitzvah, which within it is taloi and other mitzvah. This is a krishma. Well, what mitzvah is that? Krishma. Right? So it's saying is, reisim also means you should see the tzitzis, the tchelas, I guess, and reisim is chartim is kol mitzvah Hashem, which is implying that there's another mitzvah whose man is contingent in mitzvah tzitzis. And what is that other mitzvah? Kriyashma. Right? Okay. The agiza semer. And if you're telling me that the Mishnah means when you could differentiate between the white and the blue in a ball of yarn, of wool and yarn, in a tzeliv tzitzis, so then the mitzvah of Kriyashma is not contingent upon tzitzis. It's contingent upon looking at a ball of yarn. Right? It's contingent on looking at a ball of yarn. But the Braisa in the Gemara and Menachos says, Madrasha is that the mitzvah of Kriyashma is contingent upon mitzvah tzitzis. So mitzvah tzitzis affects another mitzvah, namely Kriyashma. But if it really just means when you look at a ball of wool, which is tied blue, that's not mitzvah tzitzis. Then the mitzvah of Kriyashma is dependent upon a ball of yarn. Ve'od, Tosfos argues, "B'layla nami pam yachol neros semesh enet zvuk kedarka." At night, similar to the first question, at night you could also differentiate between if you have a ball of yarn about the one which is colored blue and one which is colored white, not blood dyed at all. That's also differentiable even at night. Al ken yesh lafarish. Tosfos says, "Min tchelas shabah b'tzitzis shayikvu bo tchelas." V'gam shnechut in lavan. So it means when you have a tzitzis, arba kanfos, you have on your corner of your baguette, and you have two strings which are made of tchelas, and two strings which are made of, which are white, and you got some knots, a knot which is white, a knot which is blue, and that's what it means when a person could differentiate, when is this man krishma, when a person could differentiate between the white and the blue on his tzitzis. So that's already a more fine distinction. That's what it's saying. You can't tell that at night. That's like fine, small strings. To differentiate that, that's so close quarters, you're going to have to differentiate between the white part and the blue part. That already takes more light.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is this Tosfos assuming? Sure.
Yeah, and then also that's what Tosfos is interpreting when the Gemara says "see reason osos chatanos kolatz l'shem" means see tzitzis, and in that is telek rishma, because it means when you're able to see the difference between the tchelas on your tzitzis and the lava on your tzitzis, then you know it's my rishma. Right, so that's in line with the Gemara Menachos, which makes those two mitzvahs contingent, as opposed to again Rashi, who learns it means when you see why a difference between a wool which is dyed blue, and you could tell the difference between the part which is dyed well and the dyed which is not dyed well. Well, then that has nothing to do with mitzvah sitzis. Right, so that's Tosis's argument. Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, is what's the whole machlokas here? Right, or what's the machlokas about when the Zman of Kriyashma is? I mean, look, it's with Kumecha, so I don't know. Yeah, like, what's the Zman of Kima? I don't know. Is it Amar HaShachar? Is it when you see blue and white, blue and Karsi? It's like, what are the mitzvahs here? When do people get up? Good question. Right? I mean, that's ultimately our question, is what's the machlokas? But I'm just putting that aside for the time being, just getting the pshat, is that what I was saying is it definitely doesn't mean when you differentiate between a ball of blue ball and a white ball of yarn, because that's clearly differentiable even in the nighttime. Two different, vastly different. And a blob of blue and a blob of white, you're going to be able to tell the difference. So what he's saying is it's a finer difference. Those are saying it's the fine difference between two strings on your, you know, arbaconfos. And Rashi is learning it's a different, fine difference when you have a ball of yarn and some of it is colored blue and some of it isn't. Right? It's not all too different, Tosis and Rashi, but that's, I'm more interested in Tosis to show you, like, Tosis is drawing in. Like, if you might wonder, it's so funny that the Zman of Kriyashma is being, the time is being utilized with tzitzis, lavan and tchelas. Right? I mean, there's just say it through the difference between, you know, a dog and a wolf. Which some of the Amoraim do say, right? But, or Amoraim or Tanakhim actually. But what I'm saying is that the Mishnah seems to be based upon the fact that there's a Gemara, a Limud of Rishimos Uzchartim, as Kalmitzos Hashem, that there's a connection between seeing tzitzis and some other mitzvah, namely Krishma. So what it's saying is when you see your tzitzis, the trelas of the tzitzis, that's what is the Zman of the mitzvah of Krishma, right? Now, it begs the question, is what in the world is the sense of that? Why should seeing tzitzis, I mean, this is my Krishna, why should I have to do with the Kamecha? Right? I mean, what's the connection? Why it sounds like a superficial connection? But that is what the Tosis is bringing in. And that's the Gemara in Menachos, right? Okay, so that's, let's get all the different facts, and then we're going to see if we can analyze them. But yeah.
Before we do that, Rabbi
Lezer says that the whole thing is not really between blue and white. It's between blue and
green, okay.
Blue and Karsi, which is, again, I don't know the color, whatever. If someone knows the translation, I'm fine, but I'm happy just to say Tchelas and Karsi. They're two similar colors, okay? So the Gemara, actually, Yerushalmi explains it a little bit. I'm not sure how helpful it is, but I'll read you the Yerushalmi. He says, Gemara time of the Rabbanon, who say that it's the Tchelas of Lavan, Re'isem Oso. You see it, Min HaSamachlo. You see it as opposed to, as differentiated from that which is Samach to it. And what's Samach to it? The Lavan is Samach to it. So it means when you see it, the Tchelas, as compared to that which is next to it, which is the Lavan. There's no indigo or no whatever, no Karsi, which is near it, right? And in my time of the Rebbe Lazar, Risim Oso, they shehe nicker bein hatzivuim. When he says you see Tchelas, it means that it would be nicker from amongst other colors. It's not just enough that you could recognize it as compared to the Lavan, which happens to be next to it, but you have to recognize it between all other colors, I guess even including Karsi, right? So that's the question, is how do you, right? Yeah. Okay.
Now, according
mainly, that's going to be our question, is what's the machlokas, whether you say Tchelas Lavan or Tchelas Karsi, right? And that's basically what I'd like to understand. But there's a little more information that might be helpful, so I figure I might as well do it. So the Gemara continues, it says, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishiyaka ben Zev Lekelef. So Rabbi Meir says, it's when you could differentiate between a dog and a wolf. Okay? A dog and a wolf. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, ben Chamor L'Arod. Between a donkey and a wild donkey. which are similar to one another. And Acherim Omrim, and the third sheet, Acherim, says when you see your friend from far away, from Mashiach's Chavira, Rachel Garba Amos, Yekirana. When you see your friend within 4 hours away and you can recognize him, right? And Ramarav, Allah, Allah, Avuna, Allah, Kacherim. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's see, is there Rashi on that? No, right? One second. I wrote Chamar Habar. Okay, fine. A wild donkey. Okay, so Tosu says like this: Acherim Omrad Shir Chavera. Yerushalmi says Bama Anan Kaiman. What are we talking about? Iber Ragil. If you're talking about a friend who you're accustomed to seeing, I feel a Barachik Tvei Chakim Bei. Even more than 4 hours away, you'll notice him. Right? You know his mannerisms like anything, and it's like, what do you mean 4 hours away? You'll notice him much even further away. And if it's someone who you don't recognize and you don't know him, you're not going to even recognize him at all, even if you're closer. You simply don't know his features. So tifa tiftar, we can interpret it, it's talking about someone who you're somewhat accustomed to. Like this guest that comes to Kitzin. I don't know what a Kitzin means. Maybe that's the name of a place. I'm not sure. Okay, so it's typically, he's saying another point. Typically, Acherim refers to Remeir. Because, like, the Remeir is thrown out of the base medrash, and then they called him Acherim. But Remeir here argues with Acherim, so it can't be Remeir. So I feel like so. Someone said maybe it means Acher. Whatever. Different point. So again, the Acherim are saying it's when you could differentiate someone who you sort of know, who you recognize a little bit. And when you can differentiate that it's him, when you're 4 hours away, that's the time. Okay, that's the time. So you have like a five-way machlokas here on the surface. Is it b'tcheles alavan, b'tcheles lekarsi, between a dog and a wolf, between a donkey and a wild donkey, or between when you can see a friend 4 hours away? Right? Now, five-way machlokas is obviously very difficult to aspire for. So it's... It's very complicated, but the Rishalmi, fortunately the Rishalmi helps. He links up two of the Shittos, okay? It says like this, Is Tanya, Tanya, one second. Here it says, Manda Mar Ben Zev LeKelev Ben Chamar LaArod, the side who holds like a dog and a kelev, a dog and a wolf, or a dog or a donkey and a wild donkey. Kiman damar b'tchelas l'karsin. He holds the same as the side who holds between blue and karsi. Like man damar k'deshi erochem mechaver dal aramos makiro. Kiman damar b'tchelas l'avan. It's the same. The guy, the four amos, friend four amos, is the same as tchelas l'avan. Okay, so he basically what the Yerushalmi is doing is he's claiming there are really only two shittos. Two shittos, and they're just giving you all other instances. Like, let's say I'm not around Lavan or Tchelas, and I happen to not have any Tchelas. Let's say we don't have Tchelas. I don't have it, so what do I do? Oh, well, you just go outside and you look at a dog or a wolf, right? So he's lining it up. He's basically saying there's two shittos. One holds it goes between Lavan or Tchelas, or when you recognize your friend from four amas. And the other side learns it's Lavan Lakarsi, or a Zev Lakalev, or a Chamar La'arod. Basically two shittos. Okay? So that helps a little bit because, first of all, there are only two shittos. And second of all, it's like maybe we could kind of take these particulars and unify them. Figure out what's the unification. It's not clear on the surface. What's the unification between a wolf and a dog, and a donkey and a wild donkey, and blue and tkarsi. Or on the other hand, what's the similarity between for your friend four amas, and tchelas lavan? Or altogether, Ken's problem is what in the world does this have to do with macha? Right? I mean, this is the machlokas. What's this man kima? Well, let me see. And get up. Is there a wild donkey around? Like, what's the whole machlokas, right? What does that have anything to do with Mivkamecha? What are the svaros here, right?
Okay.
Yes. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashba say the machlokas between the Lazan and the Chacham is basically when do Rabbeinu Adam get up? Is it when you can tell between Tchilas Halavan or between Tchilas Lekarsi? Right? Which is, you know, not especially helpful. Because, I mean, I don't know, is it like a statistical question? But yeah, so Gersha, you're saying... So let's just get... So Gersha's going... I think we have to go work a little further. But Gersha's is getting a good start here. Which is that the idea is mankima. Right? Mankima. Now, again, mankima doesn't just mean you take a poll. Like, for example, in modern day society, you say mankima is 8 o'clock or whatever. You don't say now it changes. So you say mankima has to be defined by objective criteria. Right? And the objective criteria is the light. That's why people sleep at night and wake up in the day. It's because of light. Right? Okay. Now, again, nowadays things are off because of electricity. But, you know, up until recently, I mean, the get up and going to sleep is going to be determined based on Robinow, and then based upon, again, there's factors. Of course, people differ, but basically it's going to be based upon degrees of light and darkness, right? Now, what Gersha is saying is that, look, in order to get up, you need light. You're not going to be able to go and do anything if it's dark, right? So you need to have a basic amount of light before you're ready to get up. Right? How are you going to get dressed? How are you going to do anything? I mean, it's too dark. So he's suggesting is, look, if you can't tell between blue and white, that's like not enough. And the person says, no one's going to get up then. See, it's like such a stark difference between blue and white. And if you can't differentiate that, then no one's going to, people aren't going to get up. Right? And if you can't tell, right. But once you could tell between blue and white, then you have a basic amount of light, which is functional. And then some people start getting up, right? Some people start getting up. Because if you're an early riser, like even if you're an early riser, it's saying you're not going to start really get up before then because it's not enough light to really be able to do anything, right? But still, it's a limited amount of light. What you're saying is when you could tell the difference between Tchelas and Karsi, two very similar colors, right? Or a chamar and an arod, or a donkey and a chamar and arod, or a dog and a wolf, when you could tell the difference between things which are very similar, then you really have like full light. I mean, the sun hasn't yet risen, but basically the light, it does its job. You really could differentiate between subtleties, nuances. So the light is basically fully functional. And now, and everyone's going to start getting up, or anyone could get up. I mean, you may not want to get up if you don't want to get up. But again, the only people who you could argue who will get up when it's blue and white is people who really have a need to get up early. Because it's really like, in a certain sense, less functional. You can't really get stuff done very well when it's Tchilas Halavan. So it's like it lends itself to getting up if you're really rushing, but it's not really conducive to the full experience of light. But once it's Tchelas Lekarsi, then anyone would get up. Now again, maybe if people want to sleep late, they'll sleep late, but it means, and now that's definitely a time where people are getting up because the properties of light are fully you know, conducive to differentiating even the nuances. Even nuanced differences, right? That's your approach, Gersh, right? So does it go by the time where, I guess, Stam B'nai Adam would be willing to get up? Or does it go by, I guess, early risers, even the exceptional people would be willing to get up, right? Is if Kumecha defined, initiated by those people who are getting up, you know, as soon as they possibly could? Or is it only going to be where it's truly reasonable? So something like that, right? Or why, say, Tchelas and Karsi is basically when you could tell between two things which are very similar, right?
Yeah.
Two colors which are similar.
I said the opposite, by the way, Robbie. I'm sorry. I said the opposite.
Yeah. But two species which are very similar, Right, the species are similar too. I have two colors which are very similar. That I hear. But why is the Rishami saying is that Tchelas and Lavan is the same as when you can differentiate your friend, Dalaramos, right? What is that? What kind of why are those? What is the conceptually that that point of vision?
Well, because a friend
be a little helpful here is the Rishami, the other part of the Rishami, which is that in the beginning of it. According to the one slide, it says Re'isim Oso, and you see it, Min HaSamachlo. You see it, the Tchelas, from that which is near it. And the other one says Re'isim Oso, Kedei She'en Nikar Bein HaTzivuim, that will be noticeable from amongst the colors, amongst different colors, right? So it's like, is it that you see it noticeable from that which is near it? You'll see the tchelas, I guess, as compared to that which is near it, namely the lavan, or is that you see it compared to other colors? Right? So what's the svara about? What are these two different, this is what I want to explain, is like, what are these two different types of seeing? Like, is it just, here's, I guess, my question on what Gersh is saying, is, or maybe go further. Is it just luck? There's a little bit of seeing, and there's a lot of seeing. Or you could see a little bit, or you could see a lot. I mean, that's a good starting point, right? The little bit of seeing, the basic seeing is when it's, Mishayim Tcheles Lavan. And the more advanced seeing, the full seeing, is Tcheles Lakarsi. But my question is, could we define better what this stage of, Tcheles Lavan is? I guess that's our Tcheles Lakarsi basically says you can tell. You can tell, you can see exactly what you're seeing. If it's lavan, it's lavan. If it's tchelas, it's tchelas. If it's karsi, it's karsi. If it's a donkey, it's a donkey. If it's an arrow, you see exactly. You fully, basically, could see and you could identify everything. But what is the sense of this stage of tchelas lavan? What's the conceptual nature of, like, what type of seeing is that, so to speak? And again, it's so supposed to match up with seeing your friend from four amas, right? And saying, and the Yerushalmi is saying, because there's Nikar, recent Oso Min HaSamachla. Right? What's this new type of, what's the amount of seeing? Because, like, look, obviously there are points of seeing which are less than that. There are points of seeing which are more than that. What is the conceptual definition of that level of seeing? Not quality of seeing, I guess you could say. So I was thinking similar to all you guys, okay? Similar to what you're all saying. Just want to spell it out a little bit differently. Okay? Which is like this. Is that there's seeing, you think primarily seeing takes place with your eyes. Okay? With your eyes. Of course, I mean your brain, whatever, but your eyes, right? You see it. There's such a thing as when I look at two things, or I look at one thing, I just see what it is. My eyes tell me, my eyes, my brain interprets the vision, and I see that's what it is, right? I see la tchelas, and I see karsi, and I say, that's tchelas, that's karsi. My eyes are enable me to identify what the thing is, right? And that's all I need to use. I simply see it. I fully see it, okay? And I can tell but totally by my appearance, okay, my eyes. It'll be clear, what am I talking about? Let me the other side. See, the other side, like when you see the tchelas lavan, right? Let's say tchelas lavan. So you want to know, is this tchelas, right? So in a sense, the way you know, at the point where it's mishiyakim and tchelas lavan, how do you know this is tchelas? So the answer is you're using two things. You're using your eyes and you're using your mind. You're using your deductive reasoning. You're saying, listen, I know this is tzitzis, and I know that tzitzis has tchelas and lavan. So I guess this is the tchelas. If that's the lavan, this is darker, this is lighter. Right? You don't see that it's tchelas. If you saw that it's tchelas, then you'd see this tchelas and the other one is the akarsi. But you can't tell yet that it's tchelas. You don't have a positive ID for tchelas. But your mind processes, and you say, one second, what is next to these two? What are these two colors? I know there's tzitzis here, and I have to start thinking, well, what could this be? There's no, I know it's not Karsi because there's no Karsi on Tzitzis. This is a pair of Tzitzis, and Tzitzis has Lavan and Tvelas. Oh, well, I've got enough to tell that this isn't Lavan. Oh, well, then it must be a Tvelas. So it's like what you're doing is that you're identifying the item based upon your prior knowledge combined with your vision. So it's like more of a thinking type of a seeing. It's like it's a more, it takes much more effort to see like that. And if you, I'm sure you've had this experience in your room. You ever wake up in your room and it's dark and maybe someone else is asleep and you're trying to look for things. It's like, is this my shirt? Well, I guess the shape of it, it kind of looks like this. It's not pants. It's not a yarmulke. Well, oh, I guess it's a shirt. So it's like the seeing, you're using your eyes and you're also using your brain power. So it's like a seeing which involves making recourse to your the selection of possibilities available to you and your mind and your thinking through and ruling out different possibilities. Similarly, when you identify a person, you see a person from 4 amas away and you kind of recognize him and you look at him and you say, I don't fully see all his features. If I saw all his features, then I'd know for sure. I can even know if it's a stranger, I know exactly who he is. But what I do is like, I'm thinking through who could this be? I have a certain set of people in my mind and I say, oh, that's that guy. That's the guy. It must be that's who it is. So it's like what I'm doing is I'm comparing him in my mind's eye to like the set of people I know. Like I get a certain glimpse of him, a certain glimpse of him such that I could match him up to other people that I know. It's like when you see somebody like, oh, who is he? And you kind of race through your mind the different possibilities of people you see. So look, if it's light, fully light, you see him and you know who it is. If it's fully light, you just see his face. But this is a point where it's not light enough to positively identify a person purely just on seeing him. But it's like you see enough of him that now you could identify him based upon you have like a set of people in your mind who he could possibly be, and then you could pick him out. That's why if it's a stranger, then that's not going to be anything. You don't really see him enough to describe him fully. But it's like since you someone who you kind of recognize, so it's like it will trigger like a match in your mind between that and the guy you see and the guy you saw once upon a time. Okay, so my point is that that's a point at which you could see if you're willing to use your mind. Okay, if you're willing to think, then you have enough to see because you've got minor. You could see outlines or whatever it is, you have partial visibility, and that's enough to enable you to function if you're willing to put in some effort. But it's hard and it's not fully effective. It's not going to work, for example, when you have Tcheles and Karsi, because for Tcheles and Karsi, it's too close. You're not going to be able to differentiate them until you could fully see, until your eyes could fully see. When you could do Tcheles and Karsi, that's totally immune to your eyes. You have enough light that your eyes could simply see it. So the question is like this, just to go a little further. So it's like, it's hard to see. It's like, it takes effort. That type of seeing, I'm saying, takes effort. And that's why most people won't get up at that point. Because it's annoying. It's hard. It's like getting dressed in a room which is dark. It's hard. It's annoying. It's not what you want to do. But if you need to, you will. So it's like enough, it's enough light where the light enables a person who wants to see. Because he'll just see and he'll think and he'll make deductions and he'll be able to get by. But at the same time, it's not enough light to have like an effortless seeing. For your eyes to work plain by themselves without the assistance of this type of a thinking and deductions and all that. So that's the question is, again, is b'shabbat kumecha mean when sight is possible, right? When sight is possible, when even early risers could basically see, you get by. Or do you say b'shabbat kumecha means when sight is possible, but where the conditions enable sight, okay? It's not that you could see with, you know, it's like sight isn't really possible. It's just that you could draw the conclusions of sight. If you combine your sight and your mind, you could draw the conclusions, most of the conclusions which sight could give you. But that's not really seeing. It's not really, you're not really capable of seeing at that point. You're capable of drawing the conclusions which seeing will do through using a combination of your sight and your mind. But the other side says since you have to use your mind, that's why most people aren't going to get up at that point. So this mind, which really lends itself to kima intrinsically, for stam b'nei adam, is only going to be when you can really see, which is tchelas l'karsi. But this mind, which miktsas b'nei adam will get up, is once sight is possible, albeit with the assistance of your reasoning, right? So again, is it this man which is fully really conducive to sight and to riyah and getting around, or is it this man which enables, which it's possible to have the riyah? What about the side? There's another side who holds that it really goes from Amar HaShachar. Unless someone has a question on that, what do you say about that side? That's even earlier, right? Does Uvkumecha mean, before you tell Amar HaShachar, but is Uvkumecha mean a time where you could get up? Where you could get up? Where people generally do get up? Like you could get up, right? You could get up once it's Chayas Lavan, because you could get by. But generally people don't actually get up in general, unless you have your force that you need to. But you don't actually get up until Tchelas L'Karsi. You know what I mean? It's Zman Kima B'dachkas, like with difficulty. So is that called the beginning of the Zman Kima? Or do you say Zman Kima is the time which truly lends itself to getting up? Not a Zman which someone who needs to get up could do it. That's not... It's a property. If you want to define like a property of the time, this is get up time. It's not really get up time. But it's a time where a person could get up if he so chooses. So that's the question. Is it kumecha mean when the range of possible people could get up, begin to get up? Or is it really a zman where it truly has the properties which are conducive to kima? Right. So the question is, I guess, so what's... With that being the case, what's the logic to say Amar HaShachar? Because Amar HaShachar, while it's true there is light, it's not enough to tell even Ben Tcheles Olavam. So what's the Svara to say that that's enough? Right? And there's definitely Shidduz all that way. It's a stomp shot in the previous Gemara we were doing, is Amar HaShachar. Right, and the Ritosis, in fact, asked, how did Rabbi Kiva say Amar HaShachar, but over here he says Mishiachir. So one possibility was that's what it means, Enochanami. But the other one is Machlokas, it's two different Shittos. I mean, so there's definitely Shittos of all Amar HaShachar. We have to understand that. I think also what I'd like to understand, maybe we'll leave this for next time, but also what I understand is, for tomorrow that is, what's this connection? How do we connect this to Reisimoso's Chartam? Of see the tzitzis, and that reminds you of another mitzvah of the Kriya Shema. Like, how does that connect up, right? What's the connection? Because that's part of the limud, at least in that Gemara and Menachos, and the Yerushalmi is making reference to it. And so, what's the connection between the riyah of tzitzis and Kriya Shema? Is it just like a convenient way to say it, or is there some drash? So maybe you could try to take up tomorrow also that both Amar HaShachar Shita and then draw out the connection between the tzitzis and the Kriya Shema. All right?